Hi, guys. Welcome to Unapologetic Live. I'm coming at you this Thursday live, which is not something we've been doing usually. But today I wanted to do a little fun interactive thing with you guys. And sometimes, you know, as we're leading our lives, we just forget to sit down and check our privilege. So today I'm going to be checking my privilege with a BuzzFeed test. Taylor's going to be doing so alongside me. And hopefully you guys will be doing so at home, because it's always a good thing to put yourself in your place, check your privilege, and maybe give some of that privilege off to other people. So let's get into it. And we're back. Guys, today's just going to be a pretty chill live stream. We're going to get together, go through this, maybe humble ourselves a little bit, access a little bit of our humility by taking this BuzzFeed checking your privilege test. Let's read about this first. These 67 signs of privilege often go unnoticed. How many of them do you have? Last week, a viral thread on Reddit asked people to share the invisible signs of privilege that we don't often think about. The things that so many take for granted as, quote, normal, end quote, but are actually not normal for others. People carry privilege in many ways they've never, ever considered before. So, how much invisible privilege do you carry? Check off every statement that applies to you. So we're going to go through this together. Hopefully, I think they can access the link by going in the description if you guys want to do so.
Yeah, we have it in there.
Okay, cool. So we're going to go through this. This is not going to be your typical privilege test where it's like, you're white and you're a man, therefore you have privilege, or you can get pulled over by police officers without having to worry about
their
response.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
there's a chance. I might not
be way too privileged in this one.
Right, there's a chance that Taylor could absolutely fail this course and just have access to a little bit of a guilt card for people.
I've been trying to be oppressed for so long. I've just wondered what it's like, Amala. I've wanted to walk a mile in your shoes,
well,
so maybe this is my chance.
It's time to join the club. And maybe you guys will be joining the club. And maybe I'll find out that I'm just super privileged in taking this quiz today. Okay, we're starting off on number one. I generally feels safe in my home. We live in LA. We live in Los Angeles, okay? I live in, would you say, a nicer part of Los Angeles? How would you characterize where I live?
Silver Lake. I mean, it's like everywhere. You can have a homeless encampment next to a 5-star hotel in LA, but Silver Lake is the area you live in.
Yeah.
And it's like more hipstery, kind of got a little grunge flair, but it's nice.
It's kind of
like average.
Homeless people just sprinkled across the city a little bit, as opposed to just heavily iced.
But do you feel safe?
You know, I'd walk alone during the day.
said that so confidently.
So I guess that counts as feeling safe, kind of, I guess.
Yeah.
I would say like medium safety.
Medium.
I would walk alone during the day with pepper spray.
With pepper spray?
With pepper spray.
Okay.
I keep that thing on me.
And a police escort. A security detail.
What about you?
Okay, well, safety was a major consideration in choosing which apartment to move to a year ago after I got married. And so the place I am now, you have to go through an elevator. It's closed off. It's very safe. Mm-hmm. I could leave my door unlocked because it's just like a giant like hotel type building.
Right.
But before, the year before, I was in Santa Monica and I found poop on my doorstep and homeless people were fighting each other in the middle of the night and screaming at each other right outside my bedroom window. I'd call the cops. They'd come and the homeless people would be back the next day, or I'd call the cops and they wouldn't come. If I said the wrong thing, I learned I have to say, my neighbor was like, you have to say it's a suspicious person outside. You can't say homeless because they'll just ignore it. So that was not safe.
Very
Hollywood
safe.
Before that was not safe. So anyways, I do feel safe in my home. Giant caveat.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Are you keeping track of your score, Taylor?
Okay. I'll find a little tally. Yeah.
Oh yeah. All you have to do is tally. Okay. Number two, I have a bed. I do have a bed. So yes, Taylor, you have a bed. I hope.
Last time I checked. Yes. I do have a bed.
You did wake up in a bed this morning.
Yeah.
I have my own bedroom. I do indeed have my own bedroom. And Taylor, do you?
I do.
I didn't always have my own bedroom. Did you always have your own bedroom?
No, because I had a little brother. We were four children in our family, and we were paired up in rooms, so we had to share.
Yeah, that was how it was for me. Three kids, and me and my sister shared a room until we were in our teens. So, you know, I recently gained bedroom privilege, considering I was like 14 yesterday. So, next well, one.
We were oppressed in that sense then, so great. That's a point in our favor.
That's a point in our favor. My home has heat. Well, in Los Angeles, that's not necessary, so no heater for me in the house.
Yeah, I think I have one, but it's one of those weird ones that's like from the 1950s in your bathroom that you turn on and
it's got like the little radiator
coils
on
up
it
and smells funky. Yeah, so we don't use it. Okay, so let's just say no.
So no heat. My home has air conditioning, also LA, so no. But I do have a little. So actually, a guy who works here at PragerU did hook me up with like a little, like the little roller AC unit. So I guess I should say I do have air conditioning. If my apartment gets too hot, I turn on that thing. So that does count.
Yeah, that doesn't do much. And also, I think it's unsafe the way that you have it in your apartment. I'm pretty sure it's illegal, but it's fine.
I'm pretty sure I'm getting like slowly poisoned with the exhaust from this machine. But I do have something that conditions the air to make it cooler.
Yeah, I have one. I have a window unit at our place, and it's very loud and very annoying because every time it kicks on to regulate the temperature, I have to jack up the volume on the TV or whatever. But I have one.
Okay.
And it's not in the bedroom, so sometimes I'll go out at night and sleep on the couch. It's rough out here in LA, guys.
It is rough out here in LA. Third world sleeping on the couch. We're just racking up privilege points. And I hope you guys are all answering in the comments down below.
Track.
If you're enjoying what we're doing so far, or if you're just having fun, just chilling with us, and you're not doing anything today, and you just want to come chill with your homies, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we go live. It's typically 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, except when we're a couple minutes late. So yeah.
Which never happens on Thursdays.
Ever.
In August.
Ever. Anyways, I have indoor plumbing. I do, which I'm very thankful for. Thank you to the civilization that invented plumbing. I don't remember the name of the civilization. Thought I had it there for a second. No longer do.
And thank you to our tradespeople who didn't take out massive student loans and make us pay them off, and instead went to trade school and learned how to be a plumber and gave us indoor plumbing and made our lives oh so privileged.
Yes. And now if this whole student loan forgiveness thing goes through, you'll be the ones to pay for the English and gender studies degrees. So congratulations.
Yes. Well done, everyone.
Yeah. We are collectively fathering and mothering all of the college graduates here in the United States. Love it.
I got to find my little applause-o-meter. There we go.
There we go.
Can't believe I hit the right one for once.
Feels so good, doesn't
it? Well done, guys.
Feels good to be an American taxpayer. anyways, next one. My home is free of pests like roaches, rats, and bed bugs. Yes.
Yeah.
I do think
we're good there.
From that.
That is one. I think a lot of things about California are overrated. One of the most underrated things is the lack of bugs. There's almost no bugs in Southern California, and it's something you take for granted while you're here.
Dude.
While you're here. Just like the lack of humidity, the lack of bugs is like a game changer.
It's so true, man. So I'm obviously from Florida. You guys know that. I go home from to Florida, and I'm like covered in mosquito bites during the summer when all the rain is coming through and all the showers. Those big ass palmetto bugs that fly in your house and they look like prehistoric creatures. Gosh, I have PTSD from those bugs.
You basically grew up in Jurassic Park.
Exactly right. Exactly. So yeah, no longer dealing with that here in Los Angeles. That is one bonus. My home has hot water. Yes. Ding. Oh, sorry. I do have hot water, Taylor.
Yep, I do have hot water. No quips there.
Yep.
It's hot.
My family loves me. I hope so. That'd be really.
I mean, hey, that's actually like a legit question for you because you had the whole leftist upbringing, fallout, but y'all still make it work.
My family still loves me. I should do like the game show. Now let's call mom and ask her live on air. Do you love me? And she'd be like, yeah. Why are you calling me?
Honestly, that would be awesome if you tried that. She would hate you, but I think everyone would love
I'd have to warn my mom. I'm really trying to get her on to do like some sort of interview where you guys meet her. And maybe we won't even show her face. It'll just be audio because I think that would be so cool. And my mom is genuinely like very cool. She is what I consider to be a cool mom. She just happens to be a super radical leftist. Same time.
It happens.
It happens, you know.
At least she's not radical leftist and not cool. Then we'd have a double problem.
If she was totally not chill, we'd have a lot of issues. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say my family loves me. If they retort back and say they don't, we'll go and revise.
Yeah, I think we're good there. I'll go ahead and check it too.
How traumatic that would be if you're like, no. So, yeah.
How funny is it that you're, by checking these boxes, you're literally checking your privilege in this test.
Love that, Taylor.
Thank you. Sorry, dad jokes. Had to get the dad jokes in.
I love it.
It's almost Friday, you know.
Next one. I can trust my parents. Yes.
Yes.
I can trust my mama. My daddy said he was going out for milk and then he never came back. Just kidding. I still talk to my dad. Don't worry about it, guys. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. It's fine.
There's been plenty of therapy. It's fine.
Next one. My childhood was free from trauma.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, guys. I messed up the screen there.
Oh, you messed up the screen view.
It's casual Thursday. It's okay if I mess these things up. These buttons get stuck sometimes. It's crazy.
We're chilling.
Hang with us. What was it? My childhood was free of trauma?
Yeah. I mean, it depends on how you define trauma.
That's a very broad, there were difficult things, but I wouldn't, in the sense of, major trauma that you, anybody would need therapy for, that's like, no, I probably okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm okay, free from trauma. Next one. My health and nutrition were well taken care of as a child. Indeed. Lots of trips to McDonald's and 7-Eleven, but generally taken care of.
Which is why I have an iron stomach and no allergies now. I had the typical American diet and I am golden.
He's like, I've had every bit of processed, chemicalized food you could possibly have.
I can eat dairy. I can eat gluten. I can eat anything under the sun.
I can eat iron shavings. anything you can think of. Next. If I ever need to, I could move back into my parents' home. Yes, I could do that.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's been hit or miss for me because my parents are missionaries. So every so often they're living in Panama or China and don't have extra room or are just in a faraway country where that's not an option. But right now they're back in Oklahoma. So that would be an option.
They're like, yes, Taylor, come to the shack.
Yeah, pretty much.
Come to the favela and you can stay. I could go back to my parents' home. That would be kind of awkward if I couldn't. That'd be unfortunate. Next. I've never had to send money to family members to help them get by. I have had to do that. And that's not something that, that's fine. Yeah, it's happened to me.
Yeah, that's just normal life.
Yeah. Every now and then your family member's like, yo, I need something for this, or I need to buy groceries, or I'm having trouble right now. Can you help me out with this? Yeah.
You're out of college. Little brother's still in there. You feel bad and kick him a couple extra $100 just to, treat yourself, whatever.
There you go. So yeah, we'll leave that one blank. Next one. I am physically healthy. Yeah.
Last time I checked, chilling. Yeah. I broke my foot this year, but that's
recovered. We're still standing.
Still standing on one foot.
We're still rocking. We're still rocking. Physically healthy. Let's see. I am mentally healthy. Debatable. Somebody else would have to answer that question for me, right? I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I have the noodle's intact up there and everything's working in tip-top shape, but...
It's tough in this job and in this day and age, having to look at the news every day, having to check your social media algorithms. Are any of us really mentally healthy?
This is actually a good question. This is a great... it's just a broader question. What is mental health in 2022?
But that's why, honestly, a little behind-the-scenes insight here. Today's show, we had another crazy woke video to react to, and we had it all queued up and we were ready to go, and we're like, you know what, we're both so tired of staring into all this stuff.
Yeah.
So we took a quote-unquote mental health break.
Yeah.
What do they say, a self-care,
a self-care day.
This is self-care day, guys, so hopefully you're taking that with us and getting a little bit, you're checking your, that stupid button got stuck again. I'm sorry, guys. But hopefully you're enjoying some self-care too by checking your privilege, which maybe will just instill a sense of guilt. So
yeah.
That's not self-care, but who knows?
Sometimes guilt is good, as the left would say. I'll go ahead and say I'm mentally healthy.
Yeah, let's check that.
Perfect. My immediate family members are healthy. Yes, I have the benefit of being able to click that.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, my grandma's just really old, but yeah.
Yeah. But she's still rocking with us.
Still rocking with us. Hanging in there.
I have health insurance. Yes, I have health insurance.
Thank you. And if you want health insurance from by working at PragerU, go to PragerU.com/jobs today. We are hiring if you are willing to move to California.
Wow.
And if you're not willing to move to California, there are other positions available. So check it out, PragerU.com/jobs. Shameless plug.
What a swift segue, though, Taylor.
I learned from the best.
I love what you did there. Alfire Davies, by the way, says Taylor's voice is like caramel.
Wow. So smooth.
So smooth. You could be a voice actor, Taylor, if this doesn't pan out. For those of you who don't know, I can hear Taylor's voice just like ASMR in my headphones. So that is a really interesting experience.
You should check another box for privilege just for that. Got it.
Oh, it was a good one. Okay. Right. My medical bills are affordable or free. I guess that's like situational.
Oh, I like refuse to go to the hospital unless I'm like dying. So I don't have medical
bills. Well, that's
bills
like
right
what
now.
Most men do, right? They are literally like on death's door, a knife in the chest, and they're like, oh, I don't need to go to the doctor.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I never got my final foot x-rays to make sure that I'm like, okay, but I waited to be active and walk on it again as long as they told me to. And I'm like, I don't want to pay another $100 to go back to the doctor.
Right.
Dude, go to the x-ray place, go to the doctor, do all this stuff. And then she's like, last time I went, she was just like, yep, your x-ray looks like your foot's healing. So just come back in a few weeks and do this all. I'm like, this is dumb.
Also,
like,
that'll be $5,000 billed to your insurance.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot, but so far we're hanging in there.
I too am like a man. I will not go to the doctor unless it is absolutely not. Unless I am just in excruciating pain, I am not going to the doctor. This is like, I don't know if this is embarrassing. I don't know the last time I've ever had a checkup with the doctor. I honestly don't recall.
Yeah, I'm. It escapes me.
There could be all types of diseases rolling around.
This is not a medical advice podcast, by the way.
No, it is not. No, it is not. But I assume that if I did go to the doctor, my medical bills would be affordable. Not free, but affordable.
Yeah, we'll check that.
I can afford a therapist if I want one or need one. It depends. I feel like in LA, therapy's pretty expensive. I feel like some therapists are like $200, $300 an hour.
Yeah, it's true.
Coming at me the wrong way, asking for that type of money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say in general, like if I really needed to go to a therapist, I could go to a therapist.
I would say yes. And I mean, I think of this more in terms of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. My mind goes there first because I play beach volleyball and have had lots of injuries and ailments and stuff. And so from time to time, I will need that help and I have gotten it and that helps, but not as much as I'd like because it is really expensive, as you say. Like the good ones are like $200 an hour more than that. And it's just crazy. And I imagine like on the mental health side of things, it's similar. So
right. I can only imagine how high prices must go. And no for me. Next one. I'm able to get through a typical day without physical pain. Guys, I don't know what you think it's like listening to Leftist all day, but it is physical pain sometimes. It is physical pain. But in general, no.
Well, I turned 32 this year, and my after 30, life is pain. And I can only imagine it keeps getting worse from here. So just waking up, going to sleep all day, every day is painful. So
something to look forward
it's
to.
Fine.
Wow. For those of you who don't know, right? Okay, since we're talking about medical ailments, I had scoliosis. How lame does that sound to hear? I literally had scoliosis, and at 14, I had to get my spine surgically straightened. So I straight up have titanium rods in my back. I'm like a cyborg, which is what kids used to ask me all the time. I legit got asked by kids, like, are you a cyborg? And for me, that is bullying.
So you're oppressed, but you also just use a lot of ableist slurs.
Yeah.
But are you allowed to do that because you have the disability?
Oh, totally. I totally have the card.
It's like the same way you have the card to use the N-word if you want to. You can use the ableist slurs if
yes.
you have a disability.
I also pass on my N-word card to other people.
Oh, gosh.
And I just allow them to say it.
Thank you, Matt. just kidding.
You should have bleeped it.
I have the bleep button.
That would have been hilarious.
Missed opportunity.
Just as a side note, that word does not bother me whatsoever. And it's just cringy how upset people get over that word. I don't care if you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, and you say the N-word. I could not care less. It doesn't even make my ears perk up. Next, I can sleep through the night. In general. A nightmare here and there, but I sleep through the night.
My freaking cat wakes me up like 3 times a night.
That's not what I was expecting you to say.
So, no, I can't lately. And, you know, God love him, but Romeo.
So you're not sleeping through the night.
It's not my wife's cat, really, but it's mine now because we're married. But
fair enough.
Anyways. There's more there, but I'll spare you guys. Oh, looks like we lost your computer screen.
Oh my gosh.
Guys, since we're casual today, behind the scenes thing, that Amla's little computer cable goes out all the time. And then we have to unplug it and plug it back in. And it usually comes back. Yeah, there it goes.
And sometimes I'm so smooth that you guys don't even notice that it's gone out. Other times it is just horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we try to be really polished and take ourselves really seriously and play it smooth. We actually have a signal. In the studio where I'll go like this, and that means your screen went out, re-plug it in, but anyways, today we are not being subtle.
No, we just are went not. For it. Not at all. Jack F. is also commenting repeatedly, call Sneeko.
Yeah, we talked about this.
We've been talking about Sneeko.
Would you talk to Sneeko?
I would talk to him, but also I disagree with him on so many things. Like, he's to me like, that sounds like an insult. He's to me kind of like, he's like Andrew Tate. I was going to say something before he's like Andrew Tate, but he is very similar to Andrew Tate. And the messaging there is just not aligned with what I think in terms of what healthy masculinity is and what masculinity looks like. Like, I've seen a video of him debating a left-leaning guy, and he said, like, men should be able to do whatever they want, and they don't have to have responsibilities and all these different things. And I'm like, oh, I think you've gone a little bit too far into sort of that niche of the Andrew Tate style masculinity, where I don't agree with that at all. Real men do have responsibilities. Real men have hold themselves accountable to a standard or to their wives, to their families. And that I just completely disagree with. But I would love to have him on for a conversation, because he's, like Andrew Tate, becoming a huge part of the conversation as far as young males go. But yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I just dropped a poll in the chat. Should Amala talk to Sneeko? And so far we've got 62% say, who's Sneeko? and then 31% say yes, 10% no. So there you go.
Well, we'll get back to that poll, and I'll check back in with you guys. Also, thank you for the super chat, WazzyXOXO. I don't know how to read the particular language in the super chat, but I appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for watching the show.
Yeah, looks like it might be Japanese. I don't know.
Can we, like, Google translate it?
Yeah, here, I'll
do that.
Is this
possible? Okay. My body can easily digest food. Yes, I do have that going for me.
Yeah.
TMI.
Like I said. Iron stomach, thanks to all that McDonald's growing
iron
up.
Stomach.
So we're
straight up. Next, I can eat without injecting myself with insulin. I, in fact, do not have diabetes. So yeah,
very grateful for that.
Yes. Next, eating is not emotionally difficult or stressful for me.
No.
Only when I'm particularly hangry, which is a real thing, but no, not in any other sense.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm just not, I don't have much to say there. By the way, the Japanese said good morning, so thank you.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon, certainly over here, but good morning to you. I am able to walk into stores without worrying that a physical aid, wheelchair, walker, etc., will not fit in the aisles. Don't have to worry about that. Taylor.
Not since my foot recovered. I'm good.
When Taylor broke his foot.
What?
He was walking around with a cane throughout the office, and I could just hear Taylor coming down the hallways because the little... And I called him Grandpa Taylor
and
a couple months.
She mocked me, so I was very oppressed. I did not feel privileged when Amala just laughed at me. There was zero compassion, zero, let me help you, what can I do for you, just laughter.
Taylor knows
I was on crutches before that, too, and you were still mean.
The crutches.
Mm-hmm. Because I think I didn't like announce
it. I'm so sorry.
I didn't like text everyone or put it on Slack before I came in that week that I had broken my foot. So I just showed up to work one day with crutches.
Yep.
And I think there was not very many reactions that I made me feel loved.
Made you feel loved, seen, and heard. all in good fun, though. All in good fun.
But then everyone asked me about it every day for the next, like, 3 months.
Oh, yeah. So. And everybody was like, Taylor, I'm so sorry. When are you going to heal up? So. Yeah.
So then I wished they didn't and wished I was not privileged in that way. So
you got all the experiences. Mm-hmm. Full force. Next one. The world was designed for the way I move physically. I guess so. Yeah.
Is this like a left-handed thing or what do you think they're actually getting at this?
Like, I think it's like oppressed? I'm right-handed. I have my full vision. I can walk upright. I don't have any physical ailments. So the world was designed for that sort of functionality.
Well,
so yeah, I guess
my vision do get a little blurry at night.
He's night blind.
I'm night blind, but no, yeah,
I do wear contacts.
That's fine.
And I did have scoliosis.
Wow.
Both things fixed through the wonders of modern medicine. So I guess the world is now designed for the way that I move physically.
Just let me have one thing, okay? You've got the race thing. I'm trying to get a leg up on you somehow or another.
Well, so, maybe we'll get there by the end of this. The world was designed for the way I process things mentally. How would one know that? Really, on a philosophical level, as a philosophical question, how would one know that the world is designed for the way that you process things mentally? Because how would you understand that? You can only understand things in the way that you process them.
Right. Well, I think it's actually rather oppressive on the part of this test to even frame a question in that way, because it's as though they have a certain intent for how my mind is supposed to process, or they're assuming I will process these words and this question in the way that they're formulating them.
Wow, Taylor. Are you sure you're not the former leftist of us?
Checkmate, libs.
Checkmate, libs. Yeah, okay, but I guess I'm going to check it. I'm assuming they're saying you're a neurotypical individual and the world is largely neurotypical, so yes. I have dental insurance. I think so. Like I said, we're the whole doctor thing, we're a little fuzzy on that. But I think
I checked that box when we signed up.
Okay. My teeth were well taken care of as a kid. Lots of candies, lots of stuff going in there, but my teeth were taken care of.
I think you're good.
I brushed them every now and then as a kid.
I had braces, so,
I had braces too, and look, it didn't hold.
Should have kept them on a little longer.
Should have worn that retainer. Because now we're back to not square one, but we're back several steps.
Alas.
My teeth are healthy now. Crooked and healthy. Yes.
Yeah. Don't ask me when the last time I went to the dentist was, but as far as I know, I don't have any problems or cavities or anything.
I'm kind of exposing myself. I have access to a car. I do indeed.
I do.
I can drive. I'm a woman, but yes, I can drive. The curbs got to watch out, but I can drive. This is very true.
Yeah. Also, what happened the other day that your battery died?
Yeah.
Because why?
Okay, guys. So I'm really bad at parallel parking, right? So I'm like very, very bad. It takes me at least like 3 tries, I feel like. Sometimes I get it on the first, but like 3 tries. So instead of just putting on the little turn signal that's going to turn off every time I try to turn the car, I just put on the hazard lights because it is a hazard for me to be parallel parking. And then I parallel park and then I left them on and the battery died. And then my boyfriend fixed it for me. Cause
what a man.
What a man. How rare is that?
And then we went to lunch the other day and you forgot something in the car and I went out and grabbed it and your hazard lights were still on in the parking space.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> I'm going to go back to being mentally.
After. That was like the day after you replaced the battery.
I'm going to go back up and uncheck being mentally healthy.
Yeah.
after these experiences.
Oh, man.
Okay, next, before I get even more embarrassed. The officials who represent me in government were fairly elected by the people.
I'm going to say yes, but check no. YouTube don't see it.
It's suddenly really hot in here.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they were fairly elected by the people. Absolutely. I can vote. Not currently in the state of California, but I am a registered voter, so yes.
Wait, you can?
I'm not a California resident yet.
Oh, wow.
I'm living off the grid,
cherish
technically.
It.
The government does not have my information
okay.
at this moment.
Well, I am, unfortunately. So they have everything on me.
They have all your information. I can freely criticize my government and its leaders without the fear of going to jail. For now. Yes.
Yeah.
For now,
I mean,
this is real.
Woke jail.
Woke jail.
Social
YouTube
media jail.
Yeah.
We'll be thrown into all of those.
But not the gulag yet.
As far as we know.
If we were in Canada, maybe we'd be leaving this open-ended. But we're in America, luckily.
I mean, the way we're going with this quiz, we might have an FBI raid before this thing's over. So we'll see.
It was absolutely. They were fairly elected, I'm telling you. Okay. Next. I have access to clean and safe drinking water. Again, we live in LA. This is a lot to ask for in this city.
The jury's out on how safe that water is.
However, I do still drink the tap because I'm just constantly trying to challenge my immune system.
Mm.
So,
Dwight Schrute style.
Dwight Schrute
just
style.
Come sneeze on me. I'm going to drink the tap water, eat the McDonald's, all the above. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
There's something there.
So I'm going to say it's clean and safe because
safe
I'm engaging.
No, my first couple of years in LA, honestly, I did drink straight up tap water. Now I have like a filter thing, but yeah.
Now he's
still,
he's moving
still
up
alive,
in the world.
Still kicking.
He's got that Brita filter.
Plenty of fluoride in my blood. No, that's how the teeth stay strong, is the fluoride in the tap water, you know? So they have it all figured out for us.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I can take a shower every day if I want. Yes, and I do want. I do want
yes,
to take
I
a
can
shower
do that.
Every day. Yes, I'm capable of doing
I
that.
I have the option to do that. I could if I wanted to. This is LA. It's like all the celebrities. Nobody takes showers anymore.
No, that's a real thing. Who are the celebrities on that list?
Oh, man. I don't know. Should you pull it up real quick?
Yeah. Okay, wait. Celebs. I feel like it's Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yeah. They're real dirty. If you know in the chat, tell us.
Every day. Okay. Oh, I was going to say Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal, Dax Shepard, and Kristen Bell. Coco
Brad Pitt.
Austin.
I knew Brad Pitt
Brad
was on
Pitt.
There.
Not Charlize Theron. Wow. Same, that's what real privilege looks like. It's not showering.
The same
every
ones
day
with trans kids, pretty much. The Venn diagram has a good bit of overlap there.
It's so funny because you go from like you're on the bottom of like the social and the socioeconomic scale or whatever, and it's like living in the ghetto, like eating bugs, not showering every day. And then you go up into like middle class, and then you're like, you know, cruising, you're eating good food, you're showering every day, you're living in a nicer area. And then you go up into the upper class and in celebrities, and it's like, I choose to live in the ghetto. I eat bugs and I don't shower every day.
Yeah, it's like the two extremes. It just comes full circle.
Yep, it literally just comes full circle. Same. You do get the same thing.
I mean, yeah, we reacted to that video of Nicole Kidman eating like fine dining bugs and larvae, trying to act like she was enjoying it. But it's like, I've achieved all this wealth and fame and I'm eating bugs just like the 2 billion people in the world that do this.
Right, because, you know, that's just me. That's just the Nicole Kidman look, you know?
Mm.
I have money and flexibility to pursue my dreams. I'm on that train right now, brother. So, yeah.
Yeah, all that grifter money. It's
all that conservative grifter money. Wait till you guys find out I'm not even a conservative.
Plot twist.
I just wake up every day and put on the act.
Mm.
A pretty good act, I must say.
I know.
With
I need,
how well
I need
doing
one of those Twilight Zone. Like conspiracy theory.
Would you guys do if I actually like woke up and was like, jokes on you guys, I'm actually a leftist, and it was just like, just drop the mic. I wonder what would happen, if anything.
Well, yeah, I'd have to figure out something else to do here, but
Taylor's out of a job.
That would suck, I guess.
I promise I won't do that to you guys. Next, my body meets conventional standards of beauty for my culture.
I mean,
look at us. Am I right, guys? I mean, it depends on what type of culture. Like, yeah.
I mean, if you look at our Victoria's Secret and what's the Sports Illustrated swim covers
then
now, then probably not. Apparently.
Apparently, we are not conventionally attractive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll
and we've
it
got the Timothée Chalamet e-boys, so I'm nowhere in the right, you know, in the right space for them. So
yes.
Who knows these days? They're always changing under our feet.
We'll go ahead and say yes. I think the average leftist would look at us and be like, yeah, you're conventional. You've got the conventional
standards.
You're
conventionally meeting the standards. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, next. My native language is the predominant language in my country. For now. Yes.
Yeah.
Soon it will be Mandarin. that's just a funny ha-ha joke and not at all serious. I feel safe in my neighborhood. Debatable.
We kind of did this one, but...
I guess. I would walk out during the day with pepper spray. Yes, feel safe.
I mean, I think that should be a no. And based on the abundance of violent crime in Los Angeles, I would say, have to say no almost no matter which neighborhood you live in.
Right.
Even Beverly Hills, people are being like followed to their homes and robbed
daylight.
And murdered. Yeah.
In broad daylight.
It's nuts.
So we'll leave that one. Maybe we'll have to go fix the first one and say I don't feel generally safe. Okay, going down. Next one. My neighborhood has a grocery store. Yes, it does. Right down the street.
Yes, but it's too expensive, so I go to another one.
Okay.
The next closest one.
Your neighborhood has been gentrified is what's happened. I never worry that my grocery store will run out of food. What the hell the supply chain's looking right now?
You got the supply chain issues. You got the riots. You got them banning fertilizer all over the place.
Shoplifting.
Uh-huh. So,
I'm going to say I don't really worry about it.
I mean, we have cause for concern, but yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Next. My town has sidewalks on any street that needs them. Generally in LA, there's pretty much a sidewalk everywhere.
And they're covered in homeless tents, so...
Heck yeah.
There's not enough nuance in these quizzes.
Few things you got to step over on the sidewalk, but they're
right.
There.
There are the sidewalks there. Usable. Will you step on a needle?
Right.
Oof.
I've never worried about air quality in my town or city.
Definitely have worried about that. Between the forest fires or the wildfires.
The weed smoke.
The weed smoke. Yeah.
And the contact eye.
And the, what do they call it? The smog.
The smog.
LA. It's a famous LA smog. Yeah. It's a thing. It's definitely gotten better recently. But
okay. I can't say that I've ever actually worried about it, but now that Taylor has given these reasons.
Have you been here since there was like a big wildfire where it's like you can literally walk out your window and smell it or smell it inside your home or workplace?
No, but I did have to drive through a cloud of smoke because they were the side of the highway set on fire. So that was that.
Yeah.
So I guess that's something to be worried about.
It's a thing.
New fear unlocked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next. I received quality education from a public school. Sure. Yeah, I went to public school and it was pretty quality.
Yeah.
It was like before things got... How they are now?
Yeah, I don't remember any transition closets in my elementary classroom or anything like that.
Right,
in Oklahoma, so
no.
Things were fine.
Or, you know, drag queen story times and stuff.
Yeah.
We made it past that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a job. Sure hope so.
Yes, I do.
Yes. I make a wage that I can comfortably live off. Yes, I do.
Sure.
I can work/study from home in the pandemic. Yeah, well, we could basically achieve our job from home.
Yeah, I got hired at PragerU right at the tail end of the pandemic, like May 2020-ish. And we were working remote for a minute, but we were like the first company in Los Angeles to go back in person, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Before we move on to the next one, by the way, a super chat from Christian Templeton. He says, Amala, will you ever do a show on the topic of religion or faith? A lot of your subscribers like to talk about religion in the chat. Mm. So I was wondering about that. Your show is entertaining and informative. Thank you. Yeah, okay. So I would totally be open to doing like a long form discussion about this. So Taylor happens to be Christian. He's a good Christian boy. And I happen to be completely irreligious. So... I always love to talk about it, love watching debates about it, getting into conversations about where Taylor stands, where I stand, and we do so a lot outside of being on the show. So if you guys want to see something like that on the show, sure, we'll do that. And often when I do Instagram Q&As, a lot of you ask me about being irreligious and all that and what it feels like and what my thought process is behind all that, where I think I get morals from. So yeah, I would love to do a show about that and we could talk about it. Let me know if that's something that you guys want to see. Let's see. My kitchen is stocked with food. Yes, I love to cook, so my kitchen is pretty much always stocked with food.
Yeah, we got the regular stuff and then we have HelloFresh every week, so it's not really stocked because, we don't do this like giant grocery buy. We get exactly what we need delivered each week, but whatever, it's fine.
Right. Oh, and somebody, for those
that's
of you asking.
Even more privileged.
Probably, yeah, it is a little bit more privileged, I think. For those of you asking what irreligious means, it means I'm just non-religious. Don't practice any religion. Next. I can eat 3 meals a day if I want. I don't, but I could.
Yes.
Yes. I can afford a pet for fun. I don't have one, but I could.
Your roommate does.
My roommate does. My roommate has Graham.
I looked at this question earlier and was like, you can dig up a worm or go buy a goldfish for like $5. Like you can get a pet for free.
Hamsters are like $3.99.
Mm-hmm. You talked about the Jurassic Park, prehistoric insects. So you could keep one of those as a pet in Florida.
Yeah. You do have to feed them though, which does cost some money sometimes.
Well,
palmetto bugs, you can just feed them garbage.
There you go.
But that's not sure that you want
part
that
of the circle
pet.
Of life.
You're gonna have to. It's an acquired taste as far as pets go. next one. I don't have student loans. I do not.
I do.
Ooh. Okay. So this is where we're starting to deviate. I'm more privileged than you are.
Apparently.
In this sense. Okay.
But I may. I don't know if I qualify for this forgiveness, quote unquote.
Here's the thing. What do you do as a person who is against the student loan forgiveness but has student loans?
The ethical dilemma.
Can you decline?
I don't know.
The forgiveness.
That's pretty wild.
I don't want to be forgiven for this sin of taking out a student loan. Can you do that?
Yeah.
This is the question.
I don't know.
And if so, are all the conservative people who are saying, don't give student loan forgiveness, are they going to decline it? This is what I really want to know. This is what I want the receipts on. Because I'm personally, my stance on it. I'm not one for promoting the forgiveness of student loans. But, I went through school, community college, let's be honest. And I went to work during the day and went to school at night and paid all that off. And you would hope that the people who are saying, that they don't want student loans forgiven, that they would deny their forgiveness.
Mm.
You would hope, but I can always afford a new pair of shoes if I need them.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah. I have never experienced homelessness. Nope. Luckily.
No.
No. It's okay. Just checking. I have never used a soup kitchen or food pantry. No. I've been excited about an impending snowstorm without having to fear for my safety. Oh, I've never lived in an area that was ever, at risk of an impending snowstorm. So, no.
I mean, I've lived in Minnesota, Oklahoma, Nashville areas, and you don't really get snowstorms in Nashville or Tulsa, but definitely do in Minnesota. But I will say, you look forward to the snow day as a kid. If
right.
You'd get one or two good snows in Oklahoma and Tennessee a year, mm-hmm. and you'd be like so excited when school gets canceled and everything. So,
right.
And I wasn't afraid of my safety. I was excited. So I guess I was very privileged growing up.
Yeah. I have access to internet. Of course, because we're here talking to you right now. I have access to a smartphone. Of course, because I'm here reading your comments right now. I can read sometimes. Sometimes I can read. And I'm sure you guys witnessed it on the show where I'm just completely fumble the ball when it comes to reading some of these stuff.
Again, with the backhanded sort of ableism.
This is true.
How am I supposed, if I can't read, why would you make a test with a question saying a box for me to check.
If you're illiterate, how could you even do this?
This question should be in like pictures or something.
This is absolutely true. You would have to have somebody read this to you or do it in the picture form. So how dare you even ask that? And I will be submitting a complaint directly to the person who made this quiz at BuzzFeed. And I will expect them to be fired or draft an apology like that podcast company did for having Ben Shapiro show up. Did you guys see that?
Oh my gosh.
There's this podcast company that I guess was doing booths or something like that. And the Daily Wire had a booth and Ben Shapiro shows up. And now they have to apologize for the fact that Ben Shapiro showed up to one of their events or to their building or wherever it was and said, acknowledging how triggering it could be for people and that they should have known that Ben Shapiro showing up could have been a possibility when they decided to do business with the Daily Wire. So crazy. The amount of cowardice and just the things that people are caving and crying to the woke mob about when they get caught. And it's not even getting caught. Like, Ben Shapiro is a free man who can walk around and go wherever he wants, and now as a business, you need to apologize for his presence? Wow. But imagine being also that famous and that, like, that much of a cultural icon like Ben Shapiro is, that just showing up somewhere warrants the company apologizing.
Well, to what degree is, like, when you showed up on campus and the people were, like, protesting you and thinking that somebody who represents PragerU is violence against them, like, is that, it's basically the same logic.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you represent an organization that is hostile to me and your very presence here is violence. It's
right.
It's just such a comically dumb way of thinking. But anyways.
But alas, here we are.
I just did a poll, by the way. Should conservatives who oppose student loan forgiveness decline the $10K for their own student loans?
And it seems like you guys are kind of split on this. 61% of you say yes, they should decline. 39% of you say no. That's interesting. I have to think about that. Once something is already set in place, right, and you tried to stop it being set in motion, or you said your piece about it being set in motion, and now it is, what do you do with the forgiveness that is going to be there regardless?
Right, like my refusal to take the loan doesn't change anything. It's not necessarily, it's a form of like sticking true to principle, but is it actually a form of like protest that has any efficacy whatsoever? Not really. It's sort of like the people who get banned off Twitter who can come back on Twitter if they delete their tweet, but they just out of principle refuse to do so, like the Babylon Bee, Jordan Peterson, Colin Wright, people like that, as opposed to like the James Lindsay's who just get knocked off and have no chance of coming back. But it's like, do you stick to principle or do you do the practical thing? It's like, well, I can be more effective fighting for what I believe in if I'm back on Twitter, if I just check this little box.
Right.
You can see it both ways.
It's interesting, and it's swaying you guys even more. Now it's 55% saying yes, they should decline, and 46 now. Keep swaying and swaying.
And also, it's like, what 50-50. If I know I'm going to use my 10K to be more productive than the government would have been if I gave it back to them. So if I use that to like start a business or do something like that, like, is that a better, or buy a home or something like that? Is that better use of it than the government would be? And, you know, it's a little bit of mental gymnastics there.
Yeah, what a predicament. But I'm still leaning towards decline, but I can see where somebody would argue for not doing so. I can see it. Well, clearly I can see it because it's nearly 50-50 now in the chat of you guys voting on this particular question. So we'll see where that lands. I have access to a library. I haven't been to one since I was a child, but yeah, I have access to a library.
I have a funny story here. The other day I was in Santa Monica leaving the beach with my wife, and we drove by this library, and it was like, and she was like, oh, this is such a pretty library. And we were like, oh, maybe we should, she's really into books. And so we were like, oh, maybe we should stop by, but we had other stuff to do, so we decided to go home. Anyway, she's on social media a few days later in one of those like LA local crime accounts or whatever, and she sees somebody get shot at that library like the next day that we were going to be there. So I was like, well, I guess it was a good thing we didn't go there. But anyways, I have access to libraries, but I don't know if it's the best idea to go these days.
No, not in LA, man. And nowhere safe. Nowhere. Hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husbands. Okay, next. I can be around crowds without getting anxious.
Oops.
This is actually a no for me. And I, for me, just being in any sort of crowded space where there's just like hundreds of people all being loud, all talking around you, not only am I just like, oh, I don't like being here, but two, it's a little anxiety inducing because I can't trust y'all. I don't know what you guys are doing around me or what you're trying to do, especially living in LA. Like crowded areas in LA is where just stuff goes down.
Interesting.
So no.
Yeah, crowds don't really bother. Like, I don't enjoy being in crowds most of the time, but if I'm at like a concert or something, like I'm fine, or in a crowded place like the airport or whatever, like it's not really like putting me through emotional stress. It's just like, this is just an inconvenient, unfortunate part of life, but I'm like fine.
I wouldn't say it's stressful, but I am always just like hyper aware. I'm always hyper, like looking around me, seeing.
You're
like,
just in London with all the pickpockets. That probably didn't help.
No, in London, everybody was getting robbed and getting their stuff jacked from them. So I was just constantly looking around and watching people and all this stuff. And when I would go to like concerts or a theater, I'm always like cognizant, like, where are the fire exits? Like, what's going on here? I'm just always just very cognizant of these things. Let's read a super chat from Dean Rennie. You're a sick individual. Keep it up. Hopefully they mean like I'm so sick.
You're sick, dog.
Yeah, like you're a sick individual. And if that's what you mean, then I'll take it. If you mean the opposite, then thank you for the €5. I appreciate it.
I just asked everyone in the chat too, by the way, do crowds make you anxious? So answer away. If you're on YouTube.
Yes. Yeah, it depends. I mean, it depends on what you mean by anxious. I wouldn't say I'm like particularly like, oh, I can't be here. I don't want to be here. Let's make this as quick as possible.
It's not like you're on a plane or something.
Yeah, it's not like I'm on a plane unless there's a famous person or a baby.
Yeah.
Then it's fine.
Yeah, because if they're on the plane, everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay if there's a famous person or a baby on the plane.
Because that's cosmic justice for your a-religious world.
This is logic. Yeah, this is logic. This is what logic looks
supreme.
Like. If I said, if there's one place where I am wholly illogical, it is on an airplane. Other than that, we're doing pretty good.
As far as we know, yeah.
As far as we know, we're doing pretty good. Okay, next one. I can comfortably socialize with others. Yes. Doing it right now, kind of.
Yeah. It depends, but sure, why not?
Yeah. I can safely hold my partner's hand in public. Yes, I can.
Of course.
Of course. I feel comfortable using the public restroom that matches my gender identity.
Can we leave this one blank? Yeah. I guess if we leave it blank, that means no. Like,
well, I mean,
I don't
in LA,
believe in gender identity.
Well, now so. In LA, there could straight up be a whole man in there.
That's
so
true.
So I could feel a little less comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm probably restroom. Good no matter who's in my bathroom, but.
Yeah, you're good no matter what. It's not like you're going to get beat up or something. Well, statistically, you're more likely to get beat up in the bathroom than probably a woman is.
Oh, that's true.
Come to think of it. But I can walk alone at night without fear. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I might even leave that one blank just based on the city we live in. It's yeah. You have to be on your guard, you know what I'm saying?
It's a dog-eat-dog world out there, you know? You never know what you're
going to
get.
It's real out in them streets.
It's real out in the streets. Okay, guys, we've come to the end of this. Right in the nick of time for the end of the show. Show me my results. 58 out of 67. You checked more than 73% of quiz takers. So we are up there. At least I'm up there. You carry privilege in life in less visible and invisible ways. There's nothing wrong with that. Many of the things on this list are comforts that everyone should be afforded, but it's important to recognize that so many things we take for granted in our daily lives as being normal are actually not normal at all for others. Let's use that knowledge to make the world a safer, healthier, and more inclusive place for all. Blech. I'm all about that inclusivity.
We're all about it.
We're all about diversity, equity, and inclusion. For those of you who watch the show, you know that. You know that that's our mission statement.
Just like we have no problems with any election things or anything like that.
Absolutely none whatsoever. Everything is fine. Everything is dandy. I am not scared of anyone or anything. And all of my opinions are wholly my own.
We got some scores in the chat from you guys.
Oh, yeah. Person. Let me know.
Yeah. Let's see. We've got a 42 out of 67. Oh, so you're I'm less privileged. Pika Warps.
Yeah.
Catherine also got a 42. Who else?
Flawless CLM got 63. Crystal got 60. JC coming in at 36. JC, what do you need, buddy?
How can we help you out?
I'm just kidding.
We're here to listen and understand our privilege.
Lucas Ingram. 46. What, M patient got 32?
94.
94?
Chris. GRY, you should just not even participate in the chat and make space for others who are less privileged.
Yeah, no, you're not.
That is a lot of privilege.
Well, yeah, I guess he must mean 94%, I'm assuming.
Oh, just kidding.
He must mean 94%. Well,
yeah, then he's still more privileged.
Alicia, honey, got 59. Loki Stella got 46. Leonard Ballard, 57. Jamie Crafton, 50. Loki Stella, 74. Freddie Fish, 54%. So we're pretty privileged.
Yeah, I think you had a higher score than most people.
I think I got a higher score than most people, considering I'm a black female living in America. This mm-hmm. means I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, well, this one didn't take all that your race into account or gender, surprisingly. So, yep. You know, by any other index, that would drag your whole score down precipitously.
Right. I imagine it about cuts it right in half once you put in black and female.
Someone said, you can read really got me. Totally ruined. You were nice and impressed until then. You're like, dang it, you got me. I read this. How'd you know?
Anyways, guys, I think that is our show for today. We just wanted to do something fun, chill with you guys, answer some questions. Hopefully, I think through these questions, you got to know me a little bit more personally. You got to know Taylor a little bit more personally because we did sort of a deep dive into the nitty.
That must be very exciting for all of you.
Yeah, it must be very exciting to get to know us a little better, you know? You got to get to know me a little more first, right, guys?
No, it's fine. If you want to see more stuff like this, we can do it more. But yeah. If you don't, maybe
then
be easy on us.
Keep it to yourself. If you don't, then keep it to yourself. No, for real. Let us know if you want to see more content like this or if you want more interactive content where you guys can play along and put your scores at the end like we've done in today's episode. I see some of you saying, yes, it was a good episode. So I hope those of you who are watching enjoyed it. If you did, please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time we go live. That's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And every time we post a new video, whether that's a short or a short form clip for you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. Tomorrow is Friday. So we'll see you then. Have a fantastic evening. Bye.
Bye, guys.